Good afternoon, everybody. How we doing?
Good.
Talking to the guys. Really proud of them. You know, we talked about this after the San Diego game, being able to win the last four games, and you know, the things that they've been through this season, the amount of work that they've put in, the amount of progress that we've made throughout the course of the year. Just really happy for them. Really happy for the coaching staff, and just a great way for us to finish. Really proud too of the offense. You know, it's the first time that we've rushed for this many yards in this many consecutive games, I think, since 68. And that's hard to do, but that's what you need to do in games like this late in the season in Cleveland. And just a testament to their will. I think that another example of complimentary football, and really, I couldn't be happier for them and for the coaches. They've all worked very hard. So with that, open up to questions.
Eric, from 1-11 to 5-11, what changed? What happened?
Well, we just, I've said it all along, and I know it. Sometimes it almost becomes like a comical buzzword, but it's a process. It takes time, and things needed to keep moving forward, and some of the lessons you learn along the way, you can't really capitalize on them until everybody understands them. And, you know, I talked to Bill Parcells a while ago, and he was great. You know, he said, look, we started 1-11 New England and have won our last four straight, and, you know, these things take time. When you hear it from someone like him with his depth of experience, and you know, he's always, since I've been a head coach, been a real mentor, and just put things in perspective. And sometimes you don't see it right away, and sometimes it's not as apparent to the outside world as it is inside the type of strides the guys are making. And now, finally, it's become apparent to the outside as well.
What happens now, Eric? What is your understanding of your schedule Monday and Tuesday?
Well, what happens now is I'm going to go home. I'm going to play with the boys. You know, we're going to have a great night. They probably don't even know the score. Jake might. And come in, we'll meet with the fellas tomorrow at 10. Then I assume meet with you guys again. And we'll see what happens.
Do you feel, Eric, with the way this season finished, that you've made a strong enough case to stay here?
You know, I wasn't ever looking at this as a one-year situation. I never approached the season that way. I knew there were short-term sacrifices that had to be made for the good of both the long term and for us to be able to make progress as we went along. And that's always been my approach. And the decisions that were made with that in mind, building the strongest possible organization that is built for the long term. And it's not something that happens overnight. It's not something that happens in 6 games or 11 games or even 16 games. You build, and that takes hard work, effort, and time. I think that we did a lot of good things. Beat the Steelers, won 4 games in a row, first time of the expansion era, broke a lot of records, showed a lot of character, and that's what you're looking for, and I'm proud of it. And I'm not hiding from the mishaps we had this year or the things that we didn't do very well. You know, some things I wish I could have done better and we could have done better. But it's different each place that you go, and that's kind of how I viewed it from the beginning and straight on through the process.
A new president coming in with a lot of authority, could you see any scenario where you would not want to be the Browns coach next season?
I love the Cleveland Browns, and the coaches love being here. And like I said, I didn't come in here to for 1 year. I never viewed it that way. But I understand that anybody who comes in has the right to make whatever decisions they make, and I respect that because I've been in that position myself. And you have to do what you think is best when you have that when you have that position. So I would never begrudge anybody for making decisions they think are best for the organization. I can just tell you how I feel about this team, how I feel about the things that we're committed to, the types of people that we're committed to, and I had the benefit of being here before and getting to know guys like Jim Brown and Bernie Kosar and what special people they are. And that's how this organization should be built, with special people, with players that are committed to the right things. The players that when they go out on Sunday, everybody who's either at the stadium or watching on TV, they're proud of. They're excited that their kids are wearing those jerseys because they stand for something. They stand for something deeper than just touchdowns. They're good people that work hard, that are committed to the right things.
What did that shower feel like?
Cold and satisfying.
Eric, Mike Holmgren, in that conference call we had with him, talked about, I want to look at the body of work. What's your, sum up your body of work this season?
Well, I think it's this season. It's my work in New York. I think there's a lot of good things in that. And whether it's here or there or the types of people that we brought in New York, and those same guys are making Pro Bowls. They're good young players that are going to be with that organization for a long time. And won 2 out of 3 years there. Each place is different. Thought we made a lot of progress here. But I'm proud of my body of work.
Remember a time when you wondered whether the team was still following you, you know, during that 1-11 start?
No. I think that you go through process of building relationships as well. And, you know, a guy like David Bowens, when he came to New York, he failed the conditioning run. And he had to do all this extra work. And he was a 7-year vet at that point. And he's been with me since. And watching him grow. And we talked about that last night in squad. He talked about it. Just the growth that you can make even as a 7-year guy and understanding, you know, why certain things are done. I think there's been a lot of relationship building, a lot of getting to know each other. And as we've gotten to know each other and understood what we were all trying to achieve and how we were going to get there, I think things grew.
Does it surprise you that this team started to play well when a lot of your frontline people went down?
You wonder how it would have been if they hadn't gone down. And I know during training camp you might have looked at it and thought, why are you moving so many people around? And the reason was because people do go down, and you want the next guy in there to be prepared. Same thing with opportunity periods. I mean, those things have been, that's taken some heat, but it's how young guys grow. You spend time with them, it's the human capital of the organization. And then they get their chance, and they go out, and they excel.
How emotional was today for you?
What's that?
How emotional was today for you, being able to cap the winning streak and then talking to the guys?
You know, last night, a lot of the guys, what I've been doing is having the guys talk about what things mean to them. And I just shared some different stories with the guys, and whether it was my meetings with Steinbach early on, we were talking about his weight, or Robert Royal's recruiting trip, or Ruben's first visit upstairs and how talkative he was, and then had those guys talk. Or Eric Wright is a great example. Had him go up to the board defensively a while ago, and he looked like at me like I had 10 heads. And then on Saturday, he goes up to the board, and jumps up to the board, answers the question right, has the strength to say to the rest of the group, no, I got this, it's right, and nails it. I mean, that to me is, it's not seen, it's not something that you wish you could show it on TV, because his growth is impressive. He knows the whole defense, and it helps. And the learning football and learning the entire thing, I think, is valuable, not just short-term, but long-term for all these guys. But just to watch their growth, that's really satisfying.
To finish the season the way you guys did on 4-0, how unfair would it be for you not to be able to come back and build upon what you guys accomplished this year?
I've been on both sides of the desk. You know, I've had to tell people we're going in a different direction, and that's never fun, it's never easy, and I've been told that. And I'm sure it wasn't fun or easy for the people that told me, but you understand that, and you respect everybody's right to do that. That's that's just the world that, that we live in, we operate in, and it's part of what we do.
It's something like the way you talked to your team last night and the way you're talking today, you sounded very nostalgic, as if you know what's going to happen. Do you know?
No, I don't think it's nostalgic at all. I think it's more when you've been through a difficult season, when you've been through a long season, it's easy to forget all those steps that took place as you went. And sometimes the best way to recenter the group is to remind them of the path that we took to get to where we are and how much work went into that. And I don't think it's nostalgia as much as appreciating it and reminding them about it and letting them talk about what it means to them.
Have you spoken to Remy Lerner in the last 2 weeks, and was he here today, do you know?
We've communicated back and forth at different points and sent me a note last night wishing me and the team luck, so I'm sure I'll talk to him here shortly.
Was he here today, do you know?
That I don't know.
Eric, you've won multiple Super Bowls, I believe three up in New England. Other than that, the progress this team has made this year, is that the thing in your coaching career you're most proud of?
It's right up there. I mean, it's satisfying to watch, and you know, a lot of times as a coach, it's viewed differently than being a teacher. But really, we're teachers, and you know, to see guys learn and to see them grow, and whether it's guys with a bunch of years or young guys like Massaquoi and Alex Mack and Robiskie and that group, who they're going to have nice careers for a long time. To watch them grow and develop, it's really satisfying.